Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. I had the opportunity this summer to participate in the River Action Group's Channel Cat Talk about Asian carp. Five species of carp have been introduced to the Mississippi River over the years. The common carp was introduced as a game fish perhaps as early as 1832. Because it's been in the United States over 100 years, it has integrated into its new environment. As a result, these are considered nuisance fish and are no longer considered invasive. The other four species are collectively known as Asian carp. These are the grass carp, the bighead carp, the silver carp, and the black carp. The grass carp was introduced to aquaculture facilities in 1963. The first release into open water was accidental. By the early 1970s, grass carp were being found in the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Bighead and silver carp were imported in the 1970s for aquaculture and use in sewage treatment. They escaped and by the mid-1990s had become extremely abundant in parts of the Mississippi River drainage. The black carp was also imported in the 1970s, but unintentionally in shipments of grass carp. They didn't get into the Mississippi until 1994, when about 30 escaped with some bighead carp. We've all seen videos of silver carp jumping at the sounds of boats' engines, sometimes landing right in the boat or even hitting one of the boat's passengers. This species typically weighs about 20 pounds, but can get up to 60 pounds. Imagine trying to water ski and suddenly being hit by one or more 60-pound objects. However, less obvious is the effect Asian carp are having below the water surface. They compete for food and space with native species. In the case of the bighead and the silver, they eat a huge amount of plankton and detritus, food that would typically be consumed by mussels, the young of native species, and some adult fish. The result is the native species often go into their first winters underweight, making it less likely they will survive into the next year. The black carp eats snails and mussels, and it doesn't distinguish between species that are plentiful and those that are endangered. This is not just a Mississippi River issue. There is an aquatic nuisance species task force that includes representative organizations from at least 10 states and one Canadian province, as well as several U.S. and Canadian government and private organizations. They're working together to assess the extent of the problem and come up with solutions that include preventing additional releases, contain and control the expansion of the fish already in open water, and providing either bounties or markets to encourage capture of carp.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.